Jody?
Item number 15 is Human Resources report on efforts made to assist the transition of impacted and displaced employees due to the closure of the hospital.
Thank you, Jody. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Mental Health Board. I'm Lisa Reese Garcia. I am one of the HR managers in the Department of Human Resources. And I, as Jody mentioned, providing an informational report and update since the last June board meeting. And so we are continuing to meet with staff, and we do schedule one-on-one in-person meetings as employees reach out to human resources if that's their preference. We are staffing in person, you know, a couple days as well on site at the Behavioral Health Services site. We are connected with we have actually connected our BHS leaders with other Milwaukee County department leaders to discuss employment opportunities, one recently being facilities. One of our DAS facilities leaders met with Steve Delgado at BHS to discuss opportunities that would be available for specifically facility staff. But we continue to assist in coordinating transfer dates to, again, support the employees and ensure that, you know, incentives are not impacted, which includes like the retention bonus that has been offered to some eligible employees. We are also forwarding Milwaukee County vacancies and opportunities to leaders to share with their displaced employees and to assist with the transition of employees to positions within BHS as well as throughout Milwaukee County. We actually have asked leaders to please let us know when employees are applying to positions so we can connect them with the appropriate HR business partner to assist them in moving, you know, and identifying and considering them for those vacancies. And so there also has been a number of recent opportunities, as Mike mentioned, that have become available, and even specifically in inpatient or in, you know, patient care area. So there are some opportunities. We also have some employees that have scheduled retirements, actually a number of employees that, you know, so we really have a good pulse of what's going on with, you know, with employees that are being displaced. We are meeting, excuse me, weekly with Linda Osha, Steve Ellison, and I've also met with Steve Delgado to understand what's going on with each employee so that we can ensure that we're supporting them through the transition and ensuring that there is, you know, they're considering their options as, you know, as we're getting and moving closer to that, to the closure of the inpatient hospital. We also did host a job and resource fair on July 19th at BHS, and we did invite employees that were being displaced by the closure. Excuse me. We also had Granite Hills and Abbott Garora in attendance so they can discuss job opportunities and share their benefits and incentives at those facilities. We also had Milwaukee County Retirement Plan Services, benefits and talent acquisition or recruitment to help, you know, answer any employee questions they had at, you know, about the impact of the closure to their benefits. And we had a lot of employees there waiting to talk to Retirement Plan Services. And so we did receive positive feedback from Granite and Advocate Aurora, as well as a couple employees of the fair. And it, to me, it was very beneficial. We had over 30 employees who attended. I was, you know, keeping count. And so, you know, we did ask Granite also to host a job fair just because we thought, oh, there's excitement and, you know, can we, they host a job fair on site. They did. However, unfortunately, that one was not as well attended, but they did host a job fair. We also participate HR in weekly hospital closure meetings with the BHS leaders. Again, just to discuss the closure and the impact and, you know, providing any support that is necessary to our leaders and our employees. And we did assist in implementing a second retention bonus specifically to facility staff, given the critical nature of their position to ensure a successful closure of the building, because obviously the building will need to be decommissioned. And we continue, you know, our efforts to review and revise the draft of the BHS severance agreement, which Mike discussed and was reviewed. So, you know, to be provided to eligible employees. And as Mike mentioned, I do have an update from Granite Hills. We have had better communication with Granite Hills, and they were able to give me weekly updates on the employees hired from BHS. And right now there's 12 employees that were hired by Granite Hills and 16 employees hired by MHEC. So, and that was based on last update that was given to me last week. And let's see what other updates. And I did begin meeting with the HR manager at HEMHEC on a weekly basis just to streamline the transition of BHS employees and discuss, you know, when we could release them, their, you know, date of hire, things like that, and just to ensure that we're providing the support they need to as our employees transition. And let's see.
Hey, Lisa, I just share one piece of information?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that the board has the perspective that we have had a large number of BHS employees from the hospital who have left over the last 4 to 6 months. And there's an extremely competitive market for nurses and techs and professionals, social workers. So our remaining staff that are keeping us operating today are heavily skewed towards temp employees with temp contracts. And so the numbers of transfers reflect numbers from a very small pool. I think we're in the 75% range as far as temp staff versus employees. So the number of actual employees is very small compared to a year ago. And I just want that perspective, because those numbers don't sound big until you think about that, you know, they represent probably, you know, a third of our remaining workforce has commitments to go on to those other venues. So just wanted to throw that out for perspective, because we've been moving into the realm of temp staff. And again, we're operating a single adult unit, the children's unit, and PCS OBS, all with a smaller footprint than just 2 months ago. So the number of staff impacted here is really shrinking as we get towards the end. Just wanted to call it out for perspective and clarity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mike. And yeah, and again, even though the number is 12, 16 there are some still interviews. We still have, you know, in meeting with Linda, that employees are have scheduled interviews, and Granite is reporting the same, just no offers made, or even offers have been made and a decision has not been made by the employee. And we've even received some offers that were made and declined by the employees. So, and that could speak to the other opportunities that they have available. But for the most part, I mean, there's a handful of employees maybe that Linda is and Steve aren't aware of yet what their decision is, but most have, you know, made a decision as I'm considering retiring. I'm considering this internal position. I've applied to this position. They've already secured the position. They're just not transferring till, you know, we can release them. So yeah, I think they have a good pulse on the status of their employees. So we'll continue to, you know, share the contact information as well of the representatives at MHEC and Granite Hills, so they can continue to have that dialogue with our employees. So, and that's what I have. Any questions?
Board members? Lisa, you've been busy.
Yes, we have been busy, especially since the last board report. So, but it's exciting. And I'm happy that we're able to support our employees.
We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Jody, next item.